This is how you make me feel. I just thought you ought to know. You make me want to run and scream and go dancing in the snow. This is how you make me feel, like a caged bird set free. I didn't know how to fly at first, then you showed me. This is how you make me feel. I was lost, now I am found. You never once told me to keep my feet on the ground. Make me want to wash my hair, sometimes 3 times a day. And you make love to me in every way. This is how you make me feel. I just thought you ought to know. You make me want to run and scream and go dancing in the snow.
That's Joanna Walfish with Dan Tepfer on piano. Very versatile pianist, by the way. Dan and Joanna will be in Stonington next Sunday evening, the 19th, at 7:30. They'll be at G. Watson Gallery in Stonington. That's from the CD, The Origin of Adjustable Things. We'll hear another track from that later on. Good evening. This is Jazz Tonight. My name's Rich Tozier. A program that comes along every week at this time, 9 to midnight on MPBN Radio, and it streams 8 to 11 on MPBN.net. Tonight, in the next hour, we'll get to the feature of the evening, an in-studio performance by J.A.Z.Z., this year's edition of the Jazz Combo from George Stevens Academy in Blue Hill. They drop by the Bangor Studio in May. That's up ahead in hour two. In the meantime, we have a lot of other gems to squeeze in. And by the way, before we get too far along, I'd like to point out that because of your financial support, Jazz Tonight happens with help from Roosevelt Campobello International Park, featured on the PBS documentary, The Roosevelts. More information is at FDR.net. Right now, music of trombonist Bob McChesney with Larry Golding's On the B3 and a tune written by Dave Brubeck, In Your Own Sweet Way.
Thank you. Just can't afford the price. Yes, crazy about you, baby. Just can't afford the price. You're a high class mama, and I guess it ain't no dice. Going back home to get my old gal Sue. Going way back home to get my old gal Sue. She ain't the caviar kind, just plain old kidney stew. Said kidney stew is fine. Yes, kidney stew is fine. It saves plenty of money and give you peace of mind. Oh, wait a minute, baby. Wait a minute, baby. Hold it right there. Hold it right there. Hey, don't go nowhere. Oh, wait a minute, baby. Wait a minute, baby. Hold it right there. Hold it right there. Hey, don't go nowhere. Love that woman like Rudolph loves his corn. Bum, bum, bum. Yes, love that woman like Rudolph loves his corn. Hey, hey, Rudolph loves his corn. But that kitty, he did. See, bump a deep dish. Come on, baby, that kitty, do the bump, 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 bump. Hey, Jaddle,
thank you.
Yeah, that's the title track from Lee Smith's CD, My Kind of Blues. Lee Smith, the bassist, also the father of another great bassist, Christian McBride. That's just come out on a small label, on Vector Disc, with Anthony Wanzi on piano, Joe Magnarelli on the flugelhorn and trumpet, Tim Warfield on soprano, who was a saxophonist for All Seasons, Mark Adler was the flutist, Byron Landon the drummer, Lee Smith, My Kind of Blues. We started off that set with Bob McChesney, a really fine trombonist who was brought to my attention by a friend recently. I liked it so much that I went out and ordered the CD. We heard In Your Own Sweet Way, written by Dave Brubeck from the Bob McChesney CD, Ches Says, and that featured some other stalwart players, including saxophonist Bob Mincer, Larry Goldings on the Hammond B3, he also plays piano on that date, Derek Olds on bass, and Bill Stewart on drums. And right in the middle of that set, from 1977, Count Basie Jam, recorded at the Montreux Jazz Festival, we had Kidney Stew, Vic Dickinson and Al Gray on trombones, Roy Eldridge on trumpet and doing the vocals, Benny Carter on alto, Zoot Sims on tenor, Ray Brown on bass, Jimmy Smith on drums, not to be confused with the organist of a similar name. This Jimmy ends as Jimmy with I-E. It's Jazz Tonight. We are well into the first hour of Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. Coming up in the next hour, we'll be hearing an in-studio performance by J-A-Z-Z, the combo from George Stevens Academy, so I hope you can stick around. We have more jazz beyond that. MPBN is looking for photographs of your latest Great Main adventure. Throughout this month, our friends at Lee Auto Malls are making a donation to MPBN for every vacation and adventure photo which you send in. We'll then turn them into postcards that you can share virtually with friends and family. So it's an easy way to have some fun and support MPBN at the same time. Compliments of Lee Auto Malls. Here's what you do. You just email your photos to adventure@mpbn.net, or you can visit mpbn.net for more details on how to participate. And thanks. We'll carry on now with music in a different vein. This is from Copacabana. Copa Village is the name of the group, Copacabana, Greenwich Village. It's actually a group comprised of Carol Saboya, who does the vocals, plays harmonica, the vibes. Hendrik Merkens on piano. I'm sorry, let me get that straight here. It's Carol Saboya doing the vocals, and Hendrik Merkens plays the harmonica and the vibes. Antonio Adolfo, who is Carol Saboya's father, plays piano, acoustic and electric guitars, courtesy of Claudio Spiwak, bassist Itaguera Brandao, and the drummer is Adriano Santos, with a little help from an additional percussionist, Andre Sequeira. And this is Show de Bola.
Show de bola, chega, deita e rola. Pensar na vida, pra quê? Tempo não demora, lua brilhando no mar. Quem passa a vida pensando não tem ninguém. Vento vem de vela, canta na janela. Um barquinho longe. Show de bola, chega, deita e rola. Pensar na vida, pra quê? Tempo não demora, lua brilhando no mar. Quem passa a vida pensando, não tem ninguém. Vento vem de vela, canta na
The quintet Pearl Django from their CD, which just came out. I believe that's their second, maybe their third CD. Django Bop Bistro Dustache. The name of the CD is Time Flies. That's a quintet, Pearl Django, Rick Lapanen on bass, Michael Gray on violin, who wrote that, Troy Chapman on guitar, Ryan Hoffman on guitar as well, and David Lang on the accordion. Just before that, CD we've had in our stacks for some time, violinist Joe Kennedy Jr. with Toots Thielemans playing the guitar and the harmonica. Joe Kennedy Jr., the violinist, joined there by the bassist Richard Davis. And Grisella Oliphant was the drummer. And we heard Blue and Yellow, written by Toots Thielemans. We started off with Carol Saboya, Antonio Adolfo, and Hendrik Merkens, Show de Bola from Copa Village. And that gets us well into this first part of Jazz Tonight this evening. I'm Rich Tozier. Hope you're enjoying the music that we're putting out tonight. Coming up in the next hour, we'll hear an in-studio performance recorded in May by George Stevens Academy's latest combo incarnation, J-A-Z-Z. So I hope you can stick around for that. Let's take a break and go through some of the jazz events that are going on around the state. One thing I'd like to point out, the press room in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, is a hotbed of activity for jazz every week. They have some great music coming out of there, especially on Sunday nights. They're doing some repairs in the press room in Portsmouth, installing a new sprinkler system, so they will not be presenting music for another week or so. And if there's any change in that, we will certainly let you know as soon as possible. Getting up to the activities, though, coming up on this Tuesday, that is July 14th, at the Camden Library, actually in the amphitheater outdoors behind the Camden Library, the Juke Rockets will be performing their brand of high-energy blues. That's 7 o'clock this coming Tuesday night. On Wednesday, at Longfellow Square, One Longfellow Square in Portland, which is on State Street, The Jazz Workshop will perform their brand of straight-ahead jazz that gets underway at 8 o'clock on Wednesday night, and that same night up in Boothbay Harbor, the Breakers Jazz Band will be performing at the Opera House at Boothbay Harbor. That gets underway at 7:30, goes to about 9 o'clock. Big band playing the music of Ellington, Benny Goodman, and other folks, and also dancing. So that'll be taking place. It's a fundraiser for the Opera House in Boothbay Harbor, Wednesday evening, 7:30, the Breakers Jazz Band. On that same night, further up the coast in Bucksport at the Performing Arts Center at the Bucksport Middle School, jazz clarinetist and saxophonist brothers Peter and Will Anderson will be performing. You might want to check them out on YouTube. I was quite impressed by what I heard. That gets underway 7:30 Wednesday night. Also on that same night, farther up the coast, almost into Canada in Lubeck, at the Congregational Christian Church, Kent Hewitt will be performing solo jazz piano. It's part of the Mary Potterton Memorial Concerts, and that admission is free as well. 7:30 p.m. in Lubeck, down near Campobello at the Congregational Christian Church. Looking ahead, we already mentioned this earlier, and we'll hear a track from her going out of this first part of Jazz Tonight at the G. Watson Gallery in Stonington, starting at 7:30. Pianist Dan Tepfer will be joined by vocalist Joanna Wallfish. We'll hear a track from a recent CD, which both of them made together on the Sunnyside label. That gets underway at 7:30. It's probably a good idea to make reservations at the G. Watson Gallery in Stonington, and that's 207-367-2900. What? You didn't catch it? Well, there's information about these events on our website at mpbn.net under the community calendar. If you're putting on an event, please feel free to post it there. Also on that same Sunday, July 19th, at the Jackson Laboratory Commons in Bar Harbor, the Bar Harbor Music Festival, its 49th season, carries on with a performance by the Wolverine Jazz Band, and that's returning for its 11th consecutive season. That's Jazz Night, Sunday night, July 19th, 8 o'clock at the Jackson Laboratory Commons. This group plays Dixieland, and they come from Boston. Sunday the 19th in Portland at Acoustic Artisans on Congress Street, String Sensations Jeremy Kittle Band. Kittle is a violinist and fiddler. He used to play with the Turtle Island String Quartet. They will be performing at Acoustic Artisans on Sunday the 19th. And if I may venture 1 week ahead beyond that, at the Press Room in Portsmouth, if it's back in business, and we hope it is, Sunday, July 26th from 6 to 9, Chris Humphrey will be playing piano and doing the vocals, accompanied by David Wells on the sax and trumpeter Trent Austin. Certainly something not to be missed if it's being performed. Well, we mentioned Joanna Wallfish and Dan Tepfer, who will be at the G. Watson Gallery on the 19th in Stonington. Let's hear another track from the CD of Joanna Wallfish and Dan together. The Origin of Adjustable Things is the name of the CD. Consists of a lot of originals, but here's one from the pen of another. Wild is the Wind.
Love me. Love me. Love me, say you do. Let me fly away with you, for my love is on the wind, and wild is the wind. Give me more than one caress. Won't you satisfy this hungriness? Let the wind blow through your heart, and wild is the wind. You I hear the sound of mandolins. You kiss me. And with your kiss, my life begins. Your spring to me, all things to me. Your life itself, like a leaf clings to a tree. Oh, my darling, cling to me. For we're creatures of the wind and wild is the wind.
Joanna Wallfish with Dan Tepfer, the pianist. They will be at the G. Watson Gallery in Stonington on Sunday evening, the 19th. And that gets underway at 7:30. From the CD, The Origin of Adjustable Things. And that's one of the few tunes on that CD, which was not written by Joanna Wallfish. That was written by Dmitri Tiomkin with lyrics by Ned Washington. Dan Tepfer, very versatile pianist who can do many different things, play in different styles. He's worked with a lot of different people and is making a name for himself. He's been to Maine a few times, and Joanna Wallfish. And by the way, if you want to make reservations, the number for that at the G. Watson Gallery is 367-2900. And that information is also available on our website at mpbn.net. Well, that is going to just about do it for part one of Jazz Tonight this evening. I'm Rich Tozier. Coming up in the next part of the program, we will go across the hall into the studio and step back in time to May 28th for a performance by J-A-Z-Z, the combo from George Stevens Academy in Blue Hill. I hope you can stick around. This is WMEH Bangor 90.9, WMEA Portland 90.1, WMEP Camden 90.5, WMEM Presque Isle 106.1, WMED Calais 89.7, WMEW Waterville 91.3, WMEF Fort Kent 106.5, and on the web at mpbn.net. Back at the end of May, J-A-Z-Z, which is this year's edition of the Jazz Combo from George Stevens Academy in Blue Hill, came by the Bangor studio on a rainy afternoon for a recording session. For the past several years now, Steve Orlovsky, who directs the jazz program at George Stevens, has brought the latest crop of talented students here for a session, and I'm always astounded by how consistently good these young players are. In this part of Jazz Tonight, we'll go back to that May afternoon and hear what J-A-Z-Z delivered. Thank you. right. That's this year's edition of the combo from George Stevens Academy in Blue Hill. The combo is called J-A-Z-Z, and I'm here with the director and the combo. The combo altogether is seven pieces, including the director, Steve Orlovsky. Steve, welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be back.
And I have lost count of how many times you've brought the group here to the Bangor studio.
Well,
every year it's a different mix, some familiar faces, some new ones, and I'm just stunned by the polished sound you get out of these groups
every
year.
That's nice to hear. Thank you so much. And I was reminiscing on the ride up, thinking about the different years that we have played on this show. And I think it was in the year 2000 was our first time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
My, time does fly, doesn't it? I should mention that if you are listening and you hear a little noise in the background, this is being recorded on May 28th, the Thursday afternoon, during a downpour. So the music will cover the downpour, but you might hear it in the background.
Yeah, it's really raining. We're so glad we're inside. Yeah.
Well, what you got?
Great. Well, we'd like to follow A Smooth Operator by Chardé up with a nice Latin tune by Antonio Jobim and Carlos Jobim. It's called One Note Samba.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve. We're listening to J-A-Z-Z, this year's edition of the Combo from George Stevens Academy in Blue Hill. Steve, maybe you could take a moment and just introduce the members of the band.
Sure, I'd like to do that very much. Right next to me is a multi-talented young lady. She is going to be playing flute and trumpet and flugelhorn tonight. She's also a fine piano player, and she also played vibes at the Main State Jazz Fest, too, on a song. And her name is Mira Schubeck.
And what a fine solo that was in that last tune.
Yeah, you were really hitting the changes. Mm-hmm. Did it? Yes, Mira Schubeck, yeah. From Blue Hill, a sophomore. All right. And then right next to her is her good friend from Penobscot, a sophomore as well, and she's playing tenor sax tonight. She also plays other instruments. She plays piano, and she plays vibes. That's about it, right? Yeah. That's Yvonne Rogers on those many instruments. And then we have, actually, this guy gets the prize. He plays more instruments than anyone throughout his high school career. He's a senior this year. He's graduating. Plays clarinet, bass clarinet, soprano, alto, tenor, and baritone saxophones. And this year, he was accepted to the All-State Orchestra, the All-State Classical Music Fest Orchestra. And 2 years previous to that, for 2 years in a row, he was in the All-State Band. So I speak of the one and only, and I mean the one and only, Baxter Forrest from Surrey. In our rhythm section, we have on the bass guitar, plays upright bass too, and he likes to play his sister's tenor sax at times as well. He's a junior this year, and we have Matthew Stevens from Blue Hill. On the drum set, a sophomore this year, studies with Mike Bennett, the infamous drummer of Eastern Maine, who's been here and there and to Africa a million times, and I'm so glad that he studies with Mike. But I speak of one of our MVP winners at the Main State Jazz Fest, and he does a great, great job. And his name is Joseph Boulay, a sophomore from Blue Hill. Well, I can't believe it, but I've always thought of this young man as the baby of the band because he was always the youngest. But now he is a senior, and he is the elder statesman of the group. And he will be going to Rollins College in Winter Park, Florida. And he's had a fantastic high school music career. I think every year you've received MVP awards at the Main State Jazz Fest. This year at Berklee College of Music, he was chosen as the Judge's Choice Award, too. And studies with the fantastic pianist from Brooklyn, Paul Winter Consort, Mr. Paul Sullivan. And I can go on and on. Maybe I will later. But I'd like to introduce now a senior from Blue Hill, David Renke, on piano.
Great. We have a little audience in the studio tonight, so I think we have enough to give these folks a hearty, welcoming round of applause.
This is one of our most difficult tunes of the year. It's by Buddy Montgomery, and it's called Boudini. And it's a tricky, tricky tune. And I wish the students great luck on this one. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That may have been a difficult piece, but they certainly breezed right through it.
Oh, that's great to hear. Thank you. Yeah, it's a challenging piece, but you get in a groove and a flow, and it goes. It does. Yeah. So we're going to follow that up with a ballad at this time. One of the prettiest songs that Wayne Shorter ever wrote, I think, is called Infant Eyes. And this is our rendition. Thank you very much.
Beautiful arrangement. Who did the arrangement for that?
Well, actually, a man from Chicago, his name's Frank Mantooth. No longer is he alive, but he conducted Maine Allstate a number of years ago, and he was great. Actually, many of his arrangements are staples in the school settings. He's done countless and countless arrangements of combo tunes. They're like called the four packs, there's so many, and I think we at our school we probably have every volume. He's a great writer, but then we change things around all over the place, and I give the students a lot of credit. They come up with a lot of great ideas. For instance, this solo by David was just a duo between he and Matthew on bass, and that's not written. That was a creation by them, and I thought that was really a very effective tool in our arrangement. And then we had unusual instrumentation, playing a clarinet, which you don't usually hear. Wayne Shorter was a soprano and saxophonist principally, and tenor too, but clarinet, that's a little unusual. I remember one of the judges commented on that and saying, I don't think I've ever heard this song performed by clarinet, on a clarinet, but it was great, and I thought Baxter did a wonderful job on that. So, but lots of twists and turns, and we always we'll take a stock arrangement, and then we'll play around with it and see what we come up with.
Have a little fun.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And this next tune was an off-the-wall tune, really. Edward Lemire, a past graduate, found this tune, and it's called Smash, and it's really something. It's really a cool tune, so hope you enjoy it. Here's Smash. Thank you.
If you tuned in late, you're listening to a performance in the Bangor studio of this year's edition of the Combo from George Stevens Academy in Blue Hill. It's called J.A. Double Z. Every year a different name.
Yeah.
This one's pretty straightforward. I'm talking with Steve Orlovsky, the director of the group, who has told me that the first one of these was in 2000?
Yep, 2000.
2000.
And I think we missed one year. I think it was in 2001. But ever since, we've been here.
Yeah.
Thanks to you for inviting us.
Well, thanks for providing the music. And I'm astonished every year at how much talent you can get out of that area, because Blue Hill is not densely populated.
Yeah.
And it's not a given that every student who goes to George Stevens is going to be musically talented, but you have a way of bringing out the best in these students.
Well, the students try hard. They're very dedicated. They're very loyal to each other, and it shows. We're playing some really difficult music, and it's challenging, but it's fun, and I think it's very, very, very worthwhile. So, yeah. Well, we like to bring it back to an old standard now, and this one's called There Will Never Be Another You. That was a fast version of that song. I'm not sure if I've ever played it that fast. And that was actually an arrangement by John Cooper, written really principally for alto and trumpet and a low voice, Barry Sachs. But David was playing it one day, and I thought, wow, let's just do this and change it up to have the piano take the lead for a change. So horns always get the heads, it seems, and it's nice to hear a piano do it. Or a flute like Mira or Baxter on clarinet. So we thank Mr. Cooper for that arrangement. John writes a lot of things in a difficult way. Lots of time signature changes and key signatures and really unusual stuff, but yeah. Such a blast to play. And he teaches at the College of Atlantic, and actually I get to play with him again next weekend at the College of Atlantic's graduation. So good. It'll be a blast. Well, we'd like to bring it up to Chick Corea now. This one's called Spain, and it's a great, great Chick Corea song. He has so many, and this is our rendition. So. you. So we're going to turn the program over to a one-man show here for a sec. He's going to be playing piano. David's going to be playing a beautiful song composed by Paul Sullivan, and it's called Night Wind, and here it goes. David Ranke on the piano.
Yeah, and Steve, I must say, what a pleasure it is to see David back here again this year and see how he's grown musically and with what confidence and verve he played that.
Yeah, he's been a member of the combo for 4 years, and it's just been a pleasure to have him. Last year, he was in the jazz band and played vibes. And then he was in another combo. He played drums. So sure enough, he had received 3 MVPs at the 2014 Maine State Jazz Fest. That was really cool. That's a record at GSA, and who knows, maybe a record in the state. So the next tune is a great 60s song called Soulful Strut, and I've always wanted to do it, and so we had it arranged, and here it goes. Here's Soulful Strut. Thank you very much.
I should mention again to our listeners that if you just tuned in, we are featuring tonight this year's combo from George Stevens Academy in Blue Hill, JAZZ. I'm here with Steve Orlovsky and the 6 other members of the of JAZZ. Amira Schubeck, who plays, well, they all play many instruments. Amira Schubeck plays flute, trumpet, and flugelhorn. Yvonne Rogers, tenor sax, and vibes. No vibes tonight, but she plays them very well. Baxter Forrest on clarinet, soprano, alto, and barry. David Ranke on piano, That's the only instrument he's playing tonight, but he can play other instruments, be assured of that. Matthew Stevens on bass and Joseph Boulay on the drums. And that solo, that alto solo in that last tune was from you, Steve.
Yeah. I just had a little fun last night in our final rehearsal, and I guess I'm a ham. I'd love to play, you know. Soloing is addicting. Once you start, you can't stop, you know. So, sort of like dark chocolate, right? Yeah. All right. Well, this goes out to, I can't think of his name right now, but he lives in Castine. But he always asks us to play this one whenever we play in Castine at the Maine Maritime Academy graduation or another function. He always asks for this tune. So we're going to put it out to him wherever he may be. I just can't think of his name right now. And it's called A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. Thank you. Baxter Forrest on the clarinet, as well as on the solo on piano by David Ranke. Pretty ballad, isn't it?
Oh, it's wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful. I hope you're the person who enjoyed that gets to hear it on radio.
I hope so. Well, for our next selection, we're going to be playing Grazing in the Grass, and it's a really cool 60s tune as well. One, two. Going to bring it over to the a tune by Freddie Hubbard. It's called Red Clay, and we've played this song through the years with different combos from GSA, but every time we do it, it's always different. So it's really neat how what's transpired on this arrangement. So hope you enjoy it. Red Clay, Freddie Hubbard. Thank you.
That always sounds terrific.
It's a great song.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
a great song. You never know what you're going to get sometimes, though, you know? It's a good one. Well, gee, I think we're up to our last tune of the night. And I want to thank Gordo doing the mix. Thank you so much. It's great to see you once again.
Yeah, I can only echo that. Gordo Fellas, I don't know what I'd do without Gordo.
Yeah, he's the master.
This wouldn't happen.
Yeah. And I'd like to thank Brian Cattell, who tuned the beautiful Steinway
yeah,
over there.
Yeah.
How's the piano, David? You enjoying that piano?
Yeah,
that's great. And most of all, of course, I'd like to thank you, Rich, for having us. It's been a lot of years, 15 years.
Yeah, you have the talent. You're the teacher, and these students have the talent. And to you, I am just profoundly grateful.
Well, thank you so
much. Here.
Yeah. I'd like to thank all the folks in the audience. Without you, I guess we wouldn't be here, right? Yeah. So thank you so much. Yeah. Well, we're going to end this song with, it's become a signature tune for us, hasn't it? And it's called The Chicken. So, once again, we have Mira, Yvonne, Baxter, Matthew, Joseph, and David, J-A-Z-Z of George Stevens Academy in Blue Hill, Maine. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was J-A-Double-Z. This year's edition of the Jazz Combo from George Stevens Academy in Blue Hill, here in Maine. We were speaking with its director, Steve Orlovsky. That was recorded in the Bangor studio in the afternoon of May 28th. I wish them all the best. My name's Rich Tozier. This is Jazz Tonight, which airs every Sunday from 9 to midnight on MPB and radio, and it streams every Friday night from 8 to 11 on mpbn.net. And you can hear archived shows on that website as well under Audio on Demand. We still have more jazz ahead. I hope you can stick around. Because of your financial support, Jazz Tonight happens with help from Lenny Sharon of Sharon and Milton, with 45 years of experience in criminal defense and family law throughout the tri-state area. These are the listener-supported stations of MPBN, WMEA Portland 90.1, WMEH Bangor 90.9, WMEW Waterville 91.3, WMED Callis 89.7, WMEM Presque Isle 106.1, WMEF Fort Kent 106.5, WMEP Camden 90.5, and on the web at mpbn.net. Nice, huh? That is Just Out of the Box, came in just a few days ago, a posthumous release from bassist Charlie Hayden in collaboration with the pianist Gonzalo Rubalcaba, Tokyo Adagio, that just came out, and I think we'll be hearing a lot more from that. Charlie Hayden, who described himself as an adagio man, he liked the slow movements in classical music. That's one of the more up-tempo numbers. Sandino, written by Charlie Hayden. Beautiful CD, what I've heard of it so far. Tokyo Adagio, just came out on the Impulse label. And that gets us into this last part of Jazz Tonight this evening. I'm Rich Tozier. MPBN is a media sponsor for the annual Maine International Film Festival. It's now underway. It's in Waterville, and it runs this year until Sunday the 19th. The festival features a broad, diverse offering of films and a chance to meet many of the craftspeople behind the efforts. Over 100 films are being featured, and MPBN members are once again entitled to a discount on tickets to the festival. And we have complete information, including a link to the schedule, online at mpbn.net. Just click on events. I got a flyer from the Maine International Film Festival folks, and I'm just amazed at all the films that are going on there. I think it's now, it's more than ever, just a lot of listings for films. Anyway, check it out at mpbn.net. We'll go back to 1957, a Pepper Adams date recorded in Hollywood. Pepper Adams on the baritone with trumpeter here is Stu Williamson on trumpet. No, I take that back. That's Lee Katzman on trumpet. I'm not familiar with him, Lee Katzman. Jimmy Rowles on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Mel Lewis on drums, and 5021, Pepper Adams. Thank you.
da 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 Baba da ba di a do da I a da ba da di da do we a do ba le do do di da ba ba da.
Thank you.
From November of 1958, a date recorded for the Roulette label, that's John Coltrane. And I Talk to the Trees, John Mayer on piano, Spanky DeBrest on bass, Larry Ritchie, the drummer. And the tuba player was Ray Draper, who was all of 18 years old when that recording was made. Ray Draper, brilliant tuba player, and someone who checked out prematurely. That's from a CD I have here, Like Sonny, John Coltrane. I used to have that on vinyl, and the leader of the date was Ray Draper on the vinyl copy of that I had. Anyway, that's John Coltrane and Ray Draper. Just before that, something new from the Jeff Denson Trio, plus Lee Konitz, East 32nd, a tune written by Lenny Tristano, someone with whom Lee Konitz was associated for many, many years. Jeff Denson played the piano, and Lee Konitz, the alto. Lee Konitz did the singing there as well. Dan Zimmelman on piano, John Atkins on drums. Jeff Denson Trio and Lee Konitz. Pretty soon we'll be doing a program on Lee Konitz. That's another couple of weeks or so. I have to look at the schedule to be sure about that. But it is coming up soon. And just before that, Pepper Adams recorded back in 1957. 5021 is the name of that track from a collection I have on a foreign label, El Capitan, the baritone sax sessions. Pepper Adams, great baritone player, joined there by Lee Katzman on trumpet, Jimmy Rowles on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, Mel Lewis on drums. MPBN is a media sponsor of the Portland Museum of Art's summer exhibition, Director's Cut, selections from the main art museum trail. Director's Cut highlights artists and artworks which embody the quintessentially Maine ideals of fierce independence, innovation, and self-sufficiency, as well as a strength of character which is built from admiration and respect for the rugged and unspoiled qualities of this land. MPBN members are entitled to 10% off admission to the Portland Museum of Art during this exhibition, now through September 20th. Please visit mpbn.net and click on events for more information about this event. One event that's coming up on August 1st is that that is going to be on the weekend of the 15th annual Deer Isle Jazz Festival. It's taking place down in Stonington. It lasts a couple of days. On Friday, clarinetist Evan Christopher with bassist Don Vappi will be performing Creole jazz and performing new takes on traditional New Orleans classic. That'll be at the Stonington Opera House in Stonington, the 15th annual Deer Isle Jazz Festival. Gets underway at 7 o'clock. That is July 31st on a Friday. But on the next night, Saturday, pianist Jerry Allen will be coming up to Stonington. She'll be giving a concert Saturday evening, August 1st. We'll hear a track from her CD, Grand River Crossings. It's a celebration of her hometown, Detroit. Most of the work on this CD is solo. I just got my hands on it, and she really does some interesting reconstructions of some Motown music. We'll hear a Stevie Wonder tune here performed by Jerry Allen, That Girl. Jerry Allen. Well, we are just about out of time. Time to get ready to make our exit. John Sheridan taking us out with Pete Kelly's Blues, the theme from the movie of the same name with Jack Webb, Peggy Lee, and Edmund O'Brien. I would strongly recommend it if you haven't seen it. It's kind of a classic. Came out about 1955. John Sheridan from They Can't Take That Away From Me, something he recorded for the Arbors label many years ago. Just before that, we heard Jerry Allen, who's coming to Stonington. She'll be performing at the Opera House on August 1st as part of the Deer Isle Jazz Festival. That was from her CD, Grand River Crossings, That Girl, written by Stevie Wonder. I'm Rich Tozier. Next week, we will be listening to a lot of the many different artists, jazz artists, this state has to offer and has had to offer. I hope you can join me next week. In the meantime, have a good one. Do what you can to support this music and be well. We'll catch you later.